1400 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's a major deal being proposed for the credit card industry. Capital One wants to buy Discover in an agreement valued at $35 billion. Capital One is currently the 12th largest U.S. bank, Discover the 33rd biggest. It's still pouring in Southern California with more rain on the way, flooding, high winds, hail, even tornado threats. Downtown Los Angeles getting the most rain it's seen in 2.5 decades. Denise Duncan works at a flight school in Solano County, California.
My personal concern is that the aircraft are tied down well enough, because if they get loose, it's all bad.
Health experts are warning about a surge in measles cases, all involving unvaccinated people.
All you have to be is in the same room or proximity with an infected patient to be at risk for contracting the virus.
Dr. Ronald Ford at Joe DiMaggio Hospital near Fort Lauderdale, where an elementary school has reported several cases of measles. Experts say measles cannot spread when 95% of a population is vaccinated. This is ABC News. Underway now in London, the last legal challenge by lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to try and stop his extradition to the U.S. to face spying charges. The Biden administration set to spend billions on upgrading America's water pipes.
Lead pipes still pollute water for millions of Americans. The EPA says nearly 40 Western Pennsylvania schools have that problem, which is why Vice President Harris is traveling there today to announce nearly $6 billion in funding to fix those pipes and make sure every city has safe drinking water. That money is part of the massive bipartisan infrastructure law.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. And a first-time winner at Daytona, 26-year-old William Byron, taking the checkered flag in the kickoff race at the NASCAR season.
I can't believe it, man. This is incredible. I had a much different background than, you know, anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer.
Yep, he learned a lot about racing from video games. The Daytona 500 delayed a day by bad weather over the weekend. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers fall in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing on the road to Iowa, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has dropped out of the top 25 listing. Wisconsin has lost 5 of their last 6 games. They host Maryland at the Kohl Center. Marquette falls to the number 7th ranked team in the nation after losing by 28 to the number 1 ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles host DePaul tomorrow night. Baseball, reaction to the Brewers signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a new 2-year deal while he recovers this year from from surgery to repair his shoulder, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Everybody loves having Woody around, and it's just going to be big to have him around this year, you know, whatever capacity, whether, you know, he pitches or not, who knows. But just to have him around and then hopefully have him again next year ready to go will be huge for us. And love playing with him. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather have the ball on the mound than Woody. You know, he's proved it over and over again in big games, and great competitor, great teammate, so it's really nice to have him back.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today is going to be very similar to yesterday, just a little warmer. Partly cloudy, 45 will be our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 49. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Tuesday, 4 to 6. More coverage of all the goings-on, the great state of Wisconsin and across the country. The Devil's Advocates.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
Primary election day.
Yes, that's I was going to say. Jim, would you let me finish?
I'm sure you were. Where are you voting today, John? Where are you voting today?
Write-in.
Okay. No, today's an important, there's a lot going on today.
There is.
I know you want to go through the weather. But...
And like I said, this is almost a shame. And you and I were just talking off mic here a little bit. And by the way, Todd, I like that your picture is up now, your camera's on. Keep it there.
Right.
Keep it there. Otherwise, there was somebody told me it was like the home improvement show where the guy's behind the fence.
Fence, right.
It's like, what does this guy look like?
They're behind the curtain. Yeah. Right. This is great.
So get your fill of Todd there.
Right. He's there.
Which ironically is National Muffin Day.
Yes, that was my nickname in high school.
I know it was. But you and I were talking just a few minutes ago. And this is a huge day. This is America. This is democracy. This is what our forefathers fought for. All these different things.
Right.
And now I follow it a lot more. But it's funny. This has been your life for so long. So that's what you're consumed with.
Yeah.
And it's an important thing to be. There's nothing more important to be consumed with than your area, your territory, so to speak. But, you know, like I said, I was so consumed with sports and my veteran things and that. And this was on such a periphery.
Mm-hmm.
But for you guys, but then when you telling me, it's like, holy crap, this isn't good. Where you were telling me, like, the first time you ran, you won because you got a total of 82 votes.
I know.
And it's sad that we don't, and I apologize. I'm a loser for not being more attuned to everything in local politics over the years. It's like when you just told me that, it's like, holy crap, a few votes can make such a difference. It's incredible.
And these small elections or these district elections are, you know, you're going to read tomorrow, and you'll be surprised how many people win by 5, 6, 10. It's just not a lot. And what's kind of sad is candidates work hard, right? We've interviewed some candidates, or I've interviewed some candidates, they're good people. They all are. I mean, they're right. They're out knocking on doors and they're running to make a difference. And yet out of the eligible voters, maybe 15% to vote.
That's what I mean.
Maybe 20 today. I don't know. But when I ran, I was the only thing on the ballot because it was a primary. And people had to get out of their house, go down
there.
Okay. And that's why 82 people. But thank God they voted for me. And
do you know?
Did.
Yeah. Do you know what would make a difference? And you're going to laugh, but okay.
Don't if say you, food.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
If you could vote over your phone.
Oh, John, come.
That's the way of the world these days, though, Jim.
How hard is it to
I'm just telling you the way of the world right now.
I was just thinking it would be nice to have the day off so that you could
absolutely
vote.
Okay.
I've suggested that, just the day off, because then
I mean it's such an important thing.
It's like, why do we have this day off? Well, to honor the veterans. We have the day off to honor this, to honor that. We have the day off.
No, wait a minute. We don't have the day off to honor the veterans.
Oh, no, we don't. We talk. Yeah,
we should have the day off to honor the veterans.
Right. But when we have federal holidays, voting, but you know, we have a couple of them, right? Because now in November, the first Tuesday of November will be, you know, president and Congress. Now, this is the spring elections, nonpartisan elections, and that's what's going on. But anyway, today is primary day. Today is the day where the districts, and here in Green Bay, we have four, but you guys got a big race going down in Menasha with the mayor's race, and I've interviewed all the candidates, and that's going to take from four people down to two. And that's gonna be a very close race, and then you get the two candidates, and then you know they'll campaign, and then in April we'll elect one. But today is an important day because if you don't pass today, right, you're out. So anyway, if you could go and vote, it's so easy. Just go to My Vote and look it up, and it tells you where to vote, and they're within blocks of your house. So anyway, you're right. Probably there's maybe could be an easier way, but I don't know. I love standing in line and seeing people and.
You would.
And I'm sitting here going, that's exactly what I
don't want to do. Yeah. Me too.
Anyway, it's an important day. So, and the candidates, I was telling Johnny before we came on that, you know, they work hard and they spend money and,
Does that all come out of their own pockets? I mean, I know they get campaign contributions, but otherwise it comes out of their own pockets.
Yeah. And there's forms you got to fill out, but if you spend less than $1,000, but a lot of people put, especially if you're new into, you put your own money because nobody knows who you are. And it doesn't cost that much to run for, I don't know. I was looking in the paper, $2,000-$3,000.
I remember my brother when he ran for sheriff. Right, he was sheriff for like 25 years or 24 years or whatever it was. I can't even tell you now. But he told me, he said, you know, you win an election and it wasn't long after you're thinking about how do I rub two nickels together to get a dime. And, you know, buy more signs or whatever. Right. So that's always on your mind.
It is. It's a process. It's expensive. And but this is the primary. I live in a district where there's four people running to go down to two. But it's been super respectful, which I like. You know, it's not been dirty or anything. But, you know, they've all knocked on the door and stopped in. And, I just, out of respect for them.
Vote. I agree. I'm with you. I'm not saying anything. I totally agree. Yeah. But it is just funny if you're not really in, you know, it's...
I'm probably a little more into it than...
You think?
than others.
Hey, Rudy.
But it's kind of like you, though, with sports, right? You live it, you wake up and you think about it, you read everything you can about it. And I think everybody's got to have their interest, although you don't want to get so interested that you're not... That you don't get so interested that you're oblivious to what's going on around you.
Well, it's your passion.
Right.
Everybody has a passion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Todd's passion is finding ghosts.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, my passion is right now the veterans and sports.
Right.
Yours is still politics, local politics, which is great. Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. And they're all important and they're all things that, you know, are interesting and we've learned and it keeps us going. So, anyway.
But I do encourage everybody to get out and vote. I really and truly do. But I almost think in the modern day with younger people that grow up with basically doing everything over their phone, if somehow they could come up with an app that can't be hacked, because you could just see that happening somehow.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think that I bet there'd be 100% more voters if you could do it by the phone. Don't you, Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
Double.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, you worry about hacking, but they do that stuff with, you know, voting machines.
Right. I mean, absolutely. It's the same thing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just my thought.
It's a good thought.
I know it's the American way, but it does seem kind of archaic. Well, you have to drive and then stand in line for an hour and then take a pencil and check this box. And you have this 78-year-old lady, God bless her, but she's going to monitor the thing.
That is, everything you said is true, except you don't check the box. You fill in the circle.
Is that a number two pencil, Sonny?
Exactly, number two pencil. Oh, my goodness. When I was growing up, if you didn't have a number two pencil, you were in trouble. Did everybody ever see any other kind of pencil?
I know, right?
Did anybody ever write anything besides a number two pencil?
I don't know why that was such a
But where did I see? I just saw that. I think it's like SATs and everything. They're not doing that anymore now. No more pencil things because of scoring. I don't know how they're doing it, but where you don't fill it. Remember the SATs ACTs used to fill in the little. Circle, did you have an ACT or SAT?
ACT.
Me too. What'd you
I
have?
Think the Midwest is.
What'd you have? What'd you have?
Let's finish our train of thought. The what'd Midwest, have, I think, was. See, SATs, everybody liked the SATs because they was
out of 23.
I'll be honest with you, I never took them.
Oh, out of 23.
That's not bad, John.
And considering, get this, considering the night before.
I'll be honest with you, that's 1 point higher than I got. That's really pretty good.
I had phenomenal in the reading comprehension and horrific in math. I just found my thing the other day.
I believe you had the reading comprehension. You are a reader.
Get this.
That's good.
Get this.
So I don't know if I believe that. Do you believe that, Todd?
I'll bring it in.
All right.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I could have gotten a lot higher. The night before, okay, we had to take it 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning at NMU. Right. Okay, mm-hmm. Had to get up really, really early. The night before, we had a football game. Mm-hmm. Played Marquette. Lost a heartbreaker. I missed practice all week, said a sprained ankle. Really bad. I wasn't even supposed to play. Okay, but they taped it up really good, okay? They'd put in this new play that I'd only run like one time, forget, and I fumbled.
Oh.
Like at the goal line.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the next day you had your ACT?
Not only that.
Wow.
It went by alphabetical order. Quarterback's name for Marquette, who I had a huge rivalry with. His last name was Ling, L-I-N-G.
Oh, man.
Guess who was sitting next to me?
No way.
Swear to God.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have focused on
that. Actually,
I'll give you a lot of credit.
The honest to God truth.
Your life is a novel.
I know, right?
Telling
weird
you
stuff.
Right now, you got to write about your life.
Weird stuff. I got to tell you something, though. So Cowboy Dave brought me in that book on Charles Carroll
yesterday.
I had to read the whole thing cover to cover last night.
Okay? See, that's, yeah.
I can't help it. I've got an affliction or something. When I start reading, I can't stop it. But anyway, tell you something sad. It was a really great book. I mean, it's the kind of book I'd like to write where I just travel around and meet interesting people. And you don't even have to be like super people, just normal people that are interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So he quit CBS when he was 60 years old. He said, I just want to. He said his dad was dying and his dad was 86. And he was thinking, you know what? I want to travel around the country, just meet people. I want to do a lot of trout fishing out west. I want to go to this place. I want to go to that place. I just want to relax. No deadlines. Just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, you know, my dad's 86, and boy, if I could get that many more years of fishing and traveling and enjoying life, I'm the happiest guy that's ever lived. Okay?
Yeah.
So I checked his thing. He died 2 years later.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Lupus.
Oh, really?
What is lupus? He died of lupus.
Yeah, well,
2 years later.
Lupus is,
and here he is. This whole book was about, I'm going to spend the next 25 years or whatever doing this, and 2 years. So he died at like 62 years old. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Too bad. You know, I was listening to you earlier, and I listen to you all the time that you talk, but earlier you said that you have, and you do have really good reading comprehension. You talk about these jobs, being a carpenter, being a whatever, bus driver. You should take the LSAT, the law school test, because that's what that is. It's reading. Did you take the LSAT?
I don't know what an LSAT is.
Well, you like to get into grad school yet, or MCAT for medical school. You know, to go on to a profession like law school.
Okay.
Your MBA I think you would do really good on that test.
I think I'm a little old.
I don't know.
You're a little old for law school.
I don't know. I think you'd do pretty well on that test. Yeah, that's reading and comprehension. But anyway.
Takes here. Big one for the Green Knights tonight. Playoff start. SNC is a number 2 seed. Gary Gresh. Keep it rocking. UW Green Bay women are also having another phenomenal year. What have they got, like 21 wins? GB men, of course, 2 big games coming up.
Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it's a good sports area, man. It is such a good sports area. We got a lot to talk about. We got 3 really great guests coming in today. We are looking forward to this. We'll be back with more. Mano and the Mayor, back at this.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road. Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here at Tuesday morning. 25 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 26 in Oshkosh. Why is Appleton always warmer than Green Bay and Oshkosh, Todd?
I don't know, but it is. It's always that way, isn't
it? Though?
Yeah.
It just always is.
I don't know if it has something to do with the Bay of Green Bay and Lake Winnebago and the situation of where they're at, or I'm not sure.
You know what's funny, though, is because, you know, I love Two Rivers, your hometown. Yeah. Love that town.
Me too.
It's weird that you can go to the bay here. You can go to the, well, there's no real beaches here on the bay.
It's coming.
Okay, but the weather's, the, you know, it's a hot day. It's still warm. But boy, Two Rivers.
It is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Like, it could be 90 in Green Bay, and it'll be maybe 71 in Two Rivers.
It is. And there are people that, it's so hot in Green Bay sometimes that people will just drive to
Which
Two Rivers.
Which got the most beautiful beach in America. Noshodo Beach is just flawless.
It's a California beach.
It's a California beach.
It's unbelievable.
And it's even colder than Marquette. The beaches in Marquette. I don't know what it is about Two Rivers. That water coming, that air coming off the water there is so cold.
Yeah.
Why is that? Anybody ever do a study on that?
We got two questions for Brittany. Why is Appleton always warmer than Green Bay and Oshkosh? It's kind of in the middle, which is weird.
I think
it would be Oshkosh being more south. Right?
Southern,
would be,
yeah. And you wouldn't think Winnebago would play that big of a part, but I guess maybe it does.
Yeah. Well, we talked about you know, the water and the wind, the air.
But in the winter, that should almost make it warmer. Because the water's warmer than the air.
Well, that's lake effect snow.
No, but I mean, still, you'd get if you got that breeze, right, Todd?
I would think so. You, by the way, Jim, yesterday on the quiz with Brittany, hilarious. they put together a video of it on our Facebook page of just the. it was great.
I gotta see that.
It's warm and the sky's pretty gone. He was like Jimmy Stewart in there.
I was kind of dancing around.
Oh, I gotta see that. Where is that on our Facebook?
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh my lordy,
Okay, all right. Anyway, we'll ask her those questions.
Poor Brittany, she's like the nicest.
She's awesome.
Woman in the world, and you give her such a hard time.
I've known her for a while.
How long have you known her?
Oh man, she was the weather person here. I don't know, 2008, 2009. I don't know. I used to see her when I was mayor. And yeah, she's great. I think she's awesome.
All right.
So we're going to ask her about why is Appleton warmer than the other two cities that we mentioned, and then why is Two Rivers significantly
not
4 degrees
bit.
Like it's like. Like you said, 20
because
degrees.
I've been to places in like Algoma. Well, that's Bay. Or is it Algoma Bay or is that Lake? I always get those mixed up.
Algoma's on the lake, isn't it?
I never know what's where. I don't know. Is that Lake or Bay?
No,
that's Lake. Yeah, that's Lake. Okay, that's Lake.
Come on.
But it's never that cold in Algoma. It's never that cold in Kewaunee.
No.
But why is Two Rivers just crazy?
Right.
All right, that's our.
Two of those two things for Brittany on Monday.
Yes,
that'll be fun. So tune in on Monday. We will have answers to your questions.
Please?
I
wrote them down already.
Okay. Right. You'll lose it.
Yeah,
let's be honest. You're going to have to call Chad or somebody come here and take care of your nose.
I get done.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Okay.
But imagine, when you guys were growing up there, did you realize that?
No, but I don't think there's a couple things we didn't realize. I mean, it was a great place to grow up, right? 12,000 people, and we had a lot of block parties.
Did you guys ever used to go hang out at Red Arrow Beach?
No, we went to
Noshodo. That was the Manitowoc girls,
right,
or guys.
Guys,
yeah.
Right. But I tell you what, I don't think we realized how blessed we were to have that beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Take our bikes down there.
Unbelievable.
It just.
I know.
And, you know, I don't know. We just went there.
I know.
It wasn't like.
I know.
Wow, we were at the beach today. What a beautiful beach.
And I told you, I've still got a big dilemma. because I've got a beautiful lot, piece of real estate within walking distance of that beach.
Yeah, I don't
But now I'm working here, I'm living here, I'm back and forth. It's like, what do you do? What do you do? Maybe that'll be my retirement home.
I think, don't sell that lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It's walking distance right there from the most beautiful beach you'll find. Yep. Love Neshoto.
So do I.
And I think Two Rivers, what they've done even over the last 5 years, is incredible.
And they're doing more programming. They have some activities going on at the beach. And
I'm working on another fundraiser there this weekend.
Oh.
Yep. Then I was asked to do another one in like April. Remember I told you that one with the for the Heart Association?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that. So, I mean, they do a lot of things, a lot of local things. They've got that beautiful big community center there that is like 100 years old, but it's pristine. Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
That's a good city. And
the Schmidt Plaza. Anyway, so when I saw that thing on Facebook yesterday, I texted that to you both immediately, that a cappella group.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to that.
No, is that the same as what you guys used to do?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Well, a cappella is...
Isn't that barbershop quartet, a cappella?
Well...
No?
Okay, a cappella is without instruments. So, sure, is barbershop a cappella. Yeah, but that group, that troupe that you sent to us yesterday, I sent that back to you. Yeah, I'd go see those guys. I mean, that's a popular thing. I've never heard of them, but I'll go. That's in Two Rivers? Or did you
Ashwaubenon.
Oh?
Yeah.
I can't go.
The Mad Hatters is the
Mad Hatters. Yep. From Madison, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and they're coming to Ashwaubenon. They sound great. I mean, it sounds like something to be really entertaining to see.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
But no, there's no instruments to that, right?
Right. But you know what? I'll tell you, you know, as one of the great guys, you know, you're such a big, you know, music's one of your things that you're really.
Not like yours.
One of your passions. You're more into music than I am. Yeah, you are.
I don't think so.
Oh, you are.
It depends
too.
What you call getting into music. Like,
you know music better than I do. I know old rock and I know country.
And you know a lot of songs and that artists that I don't know. I mean, I'm more.
Julie Andrews.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more Julie Andrews. Yeah. You're more. You
I
know,
do like that.
Kid Rock. Waylon Jennings.
Right. Anyway, yes, I like that's another. I don't know if I'd call that a passion. I do enjoy it.
But though. Anyway, we're going to. I want to have these kids on. Call them kids or teenagers, Todd. Down the road with Dennis from the Glambit. You want to talk about a guy. If you're going to do that Hall of Fame,
I am.
Which I think you should do. And
I think I will.
Every person I've mentioned that to has said, we don't have one? It's like, no. It's like, what a great idea.
So we could get the Mad Hatters.
To recognize all the great artists.
We could get the Mad Hatters in the Hall of Fame, maybe. I don't know about. I don't know enough about
it. Well, you can't just. This isn't politics, Jim. You can't, like, hand out, you know,
I'm not
favors
going to.
Now
no.
and stuff like that.
No.
Hey, I'll
curriculum.
Get that taken care of for you.
No.
You know, you can't you can't be that guy anymore. Okay? And then they hand you an envelope. Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Here's a little contribution for your next re-election. Just put it in your pocket.
No, that Whammy Hall of Fame is, I've reached out. That's going to take a lot of work and a lot of money, but I think it's doable. Now, they're celebrating their 40, was it the 45th or 46th? This may not happen till their 50th. This may take us a few years.
No, come on. We got to do quicker than that.
Yeah, I know.
But what I'm saying, what I was getting back at, though, Dennis from the Glam Band.
Awesome.
Is such an awesome guy,
mm-hmm.
and he is so good at keeping or paying it forward, so to speak. You know, whoever gave him his break and his starts and everything, it's almost like he's never forgotten that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on a mission to make sure he does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his group has put together that band, all these young kids, my cousin there, Jack Ebert, who was here, who performs with them as a drummer at 14 years old.
Man.
They've put together a band called Decades. And they're going to be opening at the Epic. How cool is
that's awesome.
That for these young teenagers? We're not talking 20, we're talking 14-year-olds. And they're putting together this classic rock band because Dennis is giving them a chance. Those are the kind of people that are really important in this world.
Yeah.
Those people that go out of their way to help the people, the type of people that help them.
And I think like we were talking earlier, your passion for sports, but as a kid when you were 13, 14, you looked up to some sports heroes. There's musicians that look up to other musicians.
Oh, no
and
question.
I don't think that they know that sometimes.
No
but
question.
There's some great, great musicians that people look up to. And if they would do what Dennis does and turn around and engage the youth, that's a good thing. And Dennis feels really good about it, too. I mean, he's not doing it because he has to. He just really feels
my
good
heroes,
about
my sports heroes? Paul Horning was my number one.
Really?
Yeah, Paul Horning was my number one. Yeah, then we've talked since then. Paul Horning was my number one.
Wow.
Ray Nitschke was my number two. Joe Namath was my number three. And, of course, Bart Starr, but he was everybody's. Yeah.
That's cool.
Good song. Remember the music video of this? They had the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers?
See, I know.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's a major deal being proposed for the credit card industry. Capital One wants to buy Discover in an agreement valued at $35 billion. Capital One is currently the 12th largest U.S. bank, Discover the 33rd biggest. It's still pouring in Southern California with more rain on the way, flooding, high winds, hail, even tornado threats. Downtown Los Angeles getting the most rain it's seen in 2.5 decades. Denise Duncan works at a flight school in Solano County, California.
My personal concern is that the aircraft are tied down well enough because if they get loose, it's all bad.
Health experts are warning about a surge in measles cases, all involving unvaccinated people.
All you have to be is in the same room or proximity with an infected patient to be at risk for contracting the virus.
Dr. Ronald Ford at Joe DiMaggio Hospital near Fort Lauderdale, where an elementary school has reported several cases of measles. Experts say measles cannot spread when 95% of a population is vaccinated. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state Senate committee has signed off on three of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board. The Senate Committee on Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage unanimously approved the three appointees Monday. They voted against confirming a fourth appointee. Todd Ames was once the DNR's deputy secretary. All four appointees will still need to have the final approval of the full Senate if they vote to fire Ames as well. It will be the fifth time Republicans have voted to remove an Evers appointee from the Natural Resources Board. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars, motorcycles, and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in these three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than 500,000 vehicles in Wisconsin have specialty license plates, most of which require an additional fee and donation to support a cause. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Today is going to be very similar to yesterday, just a little warmer, partly cloudy. 45 will be our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 49. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. 1590 AM and 97.9. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special segment coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, Midwest Restoration, they are the people to call if you have issues with your home. Fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, storm damage, biohazard cleanup problems. Let me tell you something. They will be there. They will take care of it like you can't believe. We're talking about Dennis from the Glam Band a few minutes ago. He had that issue with one of his rental properties. Right. He said those people came in, and what an amazing job they did. There had been like cats running all over the place or something like that, doing their thing as cats do. It had been closed up. It was just about toxic. The smell when you walked in there with those carpeting, he said you walked in after Midwest Restoration was there, you would not believe the difference. They were just unbelievable. They are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is give them a call, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, mwrestoration.com. And let me tell you something. They not only help people in need, but what they do then is they help others just out of their goodness of their heart. Huge contributors for Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and community. Can't say enough about what a great organization this is, Midwest Restoration, 920-MIDWEST, mwrestoration.com.
And the other thing Dennis said, Johnny, was that when he sized up the project, he thought that was his weekend. And then Midwest came in, what he said, 2.5 hours?
2.5 hours. Yeah. You never know they were there.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's
great. Yes. Great. Well, talk about a very special guest. This is very interesting.
We have Amy Woods in studio today. And, you know, we like to spotlight a small business in our listening area. So Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. Amy has entered into an industry that's a huge industry, skincare, right? And I think every day people use different products on their skin. And favorite? Okay. Yep. Favorite brands.
But it's spelled as F-A-V-O-R-Y-T brands.
And she's in Hy-Vee online. We'll get to that later. But just tell me, how do you start a business in skincare, which is kind of, admittedly, kind of controlled by some pretty big companies, right? And yet you found a niche. How'd that come about?
Absolutely. So my husband really started making his own products when he realized that a lot of the products on the market weren't tailored towards sensitive skin and coarser hair. And so he started making his own beard care products, and his brother is a barber, Tay Woods out in Appleton with Overtime Cuts. He has a little shop there. And so his brother was like, hey, this is good stuff. You know, started using it on his clients. Stars Barbershop in Green Bay, they kind of backed the products right away with their customers. And so the feedback was really good. And we have four kids who deal with sensitive skin. And my husband is just, he's a welder by day, had been a welder for a decade. He's now back in school to further his skincare education.
So wow.
He's full-time, and he's going to be a skincare specialist, so he's able to better service. And then he will be doing like consulting, things like that by the end of the year.
Who took his welding job? Because I want to be a welder.
I have no idea.
Let me know if there's an opening, okay? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
That really holds true then that necessity is the mother of invention, right? I mean, it was something that he just couldn't find.
Personal.
And he came up with his own concoction when he...
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So he jokes that, you know, the beginning of the company, he's like, it was like YouTube University, you know,
right.
And he would just spend hours doing research. He's a very like detail oriented person. Me, not my area of expertise in terms of actually formulating the products. So he actually manufactures everything that we have. And with four kids, we were just always on the go, like super busy. I was tired of messy lotions. A lot of the quick, like, convenient products aren't 100% natural. And so the body butter sticks really just came out of that necessity of like, hey, I want to be in the car and be able to throw something back and be like, can you moisturize yourselves, you know, without having it be a big mess. So our kids love them.
All right. So tell me. So there's
like, can I just ask one quick question? Yeah. Is this only for guys or guys and women?
Anybody.
Okay.
Anybody. We have
one for youth too, which is important.
Huge. Yeah. So we have customers from newborns who have, you know, over a year old who have never used any other product on their skin. They use our body wash, they use our moisturizers, and then up to customers who are 90 and over.
Wow, it's
so
awesome.
Someone looking for this, what symptoms isn't the right word, but what issues do they have that they would need a product like yours?
A lot of our customers are coming to us because they've used other products and had either a bad reaction or a bad experience. So either it wasn't moisturizing enough and they were dry 30, 40 minutes later.
Right. Mainly it's a moisturizer type
a
thing,
A lot
right?
of moisturizing products. A lot of our products are made for people with super dry skin and people who have sensitivities to a lot of like the alcohols and perfumes and traditional products.
All right. And you want to moisturize your skin because those other things you're talking about, they just end up just drying it out. There's so much alcohol in a lot of that stuff. So, and then your different brands that you come up with, who comes up with like Soothe Stick? And it sounds like you're the marketing person, so Cocoa Stick or
I am. Yeah, that's my role. So basically, favorite brand is, it kind of encompasses all of these different products. And we come up with the names, we do our own labeling, all of that. And Soothe Stick is actually one of our top selling products right there. It's formulated with blue tansy oil. It's a little bit different. There's not much like it on the market. So that product is specifically for people who have like eczema, psoriasis. People use it on bug bites, sunburn, anything dry, itchy, irritated, or inflamed. And that product, we came up with the name Soothe just because that's exactly what it does. It relieves the itch. It relieves the burning for people. We've had customers.
Sounds like a perfect thing just to have with you in the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Right. All year round. And we have customers who have been able to get rid of like all of the medication that they're on and replace it with that. So,
no parabens.
Right.
What's a paraben?
No sulfates.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're a skincare guy, aren't you, Jim, from way back?
No, no,
oh,
no.
That's right. You
no, no.
Well,
I'm a hair care guy.
Oh, hair care. Okay.
We didn't do skin. Okay. But that you went to a national trade show in Las Vegas, which is, and I've been to that show, but my products were more in the hair care area. You were more in the skincare area. But that's a huge show.
Yeah, yep. And we do have some hair care products. So that back there, that is the Stay Stick. That's a 2-in-1 hair wax stick. So some of our on-the-go products, we do have some hair options as well, hair, beard, and skin. So
very cool.
And again, you guys just started this. You know, they say, what is it? You said the need is the mother of invention or whatever.
Necessity.
Or necessity, yeah.
You were saying their husband.
But what I'm saying is, and again, that's what we're trying to do with this with this segment. Like the lady we had from Menasha.
Oh, she's great.
What was the name of the company, Todd?
It was Chicago Hoagies, right?
Chicago Hoagies, Menasha. Yep. Okay. People loved it. Todd even said, like, the, how many people commented and texted and everything like that. People love to hear these kinds of stories. You know, you got the Walmarts of the world and the CVSs of the world. And I think people love it when it's somebody that they can see and talk to and literally touch who created these kind of things versus a bunch of anonymous people in white coats, you know, in some factory someplace. So I think this is really cool. It's a lot more, and people like to use work, it's a lot more organic, but it's something that has come out because of a local need. I think that's awesome. And that's those are the kind of people, you are the kind of people that we're trying to really promote on this show.
And what a difference it makes to you if somebody spends $200 with you versus $200 at like a CVS, which, you know, CVS is, but if the money stays local, I mean, you turn that into,
exactly,
you know, you use that money for your business. It's not going to some corporate jet, you know?
Exactly.
I don't, unless you have a corporate jet. I didn't ask you that yet.
No, not quite to that point. Yeah.
All right. So what are your plans going forward? You're in Hy-Vee. You obviously have a website. We're going to get to that in a second. But what are your plans? You know, they always say, you know, you want 15% of sales to be new products, right? And that's always an issue.
Yeah. So Josh will, you know, be launching a full skincare line. So that'll be our goal. Because we do have customers that are like, we want face cleanser, we want more body wash options, things like that. And so really with the education behind him, he'll be able to further like develop his product lines that he would like to put out and then be able to offer services. So hopefully.
Do you have anything for what we call Italian eyes, dark bags under your eyes?
That's another thing.
Or gray, hair.
What the hell was that?
Sorry, John.
Wow.
Quite a lot. We were getting along too good. You know, I had to bring it back. So with your skincare products, you're going to move to hair care? Did you say that?
So we do already have some hair care products. So we have a hair growth oil that is really good. I suffer from some autoimmune diseases. And over the last year, I was dealing with a lot of hair loss because of the I was on a medication that was like a chemotherapy medication, lost a lot of hair. A lot of our products come out of necessity. I'm like, Josh, I need something, you know.
Wow, that's great.
And you said earlier, but boy, listen to your customers. You know, I mean, you can do all the reading you want and some research, but I was telling Johnny, I taught last night and the section was on marketing. We did a little bit of finance, but a whole lot of marketing, a couple hours on that. And it's just, it is, you got to listen to your customers. They know.
It's true. And we spend a lot of time in the community. I sit on the board of an organization. It's a nonprofit in the area. If you've heard of it, it's called Love in the Skin I'm In. Got to shout it out because they're part of Give Big Green Bay.
Oh, the heat that starts today.
Tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow.
What is it? I don't know.
Okay. That's great. Love the skin you're in.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, when you want to look good, but you also want to, you know.
So Love in the Skin I'm In actually started. Our founder is Rhonda Chandler. It started when they moved to the area from down south. And their daughters were experiencing a lot of issues within the school district and the community. Excuse me. And, so it's really a place to get together girls of color, now boys as well, just to create a sense of community, help with identity, uplift and empower them. And so it's been really cool.
And tomorrow.
That's awesome.
You're not going to be here tomorrow, so I'm going to give you a day early pitch on that. But Give Big Green Bay is a program where it's a charity, right? And there's, I don't know, probably got to be 30, 40 companies on that list. And you just donate to them everything from the sale, the people that teach low-income kids how to sail. Like, that's a great organization, by the way. But like yours, they just don't get elevated. So tomorrow's an opportunity for people to go through the list, go to the website, Give Big Green Bay, and find this Love the Skin You're In and send you a couple $100.
Yeah, yep. Every little bit helps. It goes towards our programming and expansion, us working within the schools, more schools within the area. And it's really important work, just from my experience growing up in this area. So.
Love That's it. Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about, selfishly, I want to learn a little bit more of your research. Do you have focus groups or you said your husband and you have kids?
If you need a market guy at all, consultant, this is the guy.
I just want to learn.
You talk about passions. This is his passion.
But, these new products, new labels, new names. I mean, is that all you or?
Yeah. it really has been. So I used to have a custom t-shirt design business and I'm. Now I work under Tundra Apparel doing that as well on the side. So I have a little bit of a graphic design background.
Okay.
But I spent a lot of time looking at what was on the shelves, what seems to work in terms of labeling, marketing. We had a really good team. I was part of the Packer Mentor Protégé program, which is like a cohort type of program, and several other programs out of Green Bay and Milwaukee. And it really helped me like develop my mindset around that.
So you know what? Does this remind you exactly of a couple of weeks ago, Fanny, who had it with the Bamba Juice thing?
Yeah.
It's exactly what she did. She physically herself, eyes on the product, eyes on this world. And that's the best way to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're talking with Amy Woods. She's the owner of Favorite Brands, which is a skincare, hair care product line that she owns, her and her husband, and manufactures. You are in the Hy-Vee. There's a lot of us that try to get into Hy-Vee, and that's not the easiest place. How did you get in there?
Yeah, so last year we participated in a regional pitch competition. It was called the Hy-Vee Opportunity Summit, and it was a summit that was really focused on entrepreneurship. They had panelists, things like that, but then the pitch competition was kind of separate. And when we won that, that's when, you know, the doors just started opening for us within the retail space. So we are in all of the Hy-Vees except for one, just because they're in the process of rebuilding. It's a smaller store. But the rest of them, I think there's two in Madison, Fitchburg. We've got,
Really? Over. You won the pitch contest first time going?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and we didn't register until, like, midnight on the deadline.
That's right.
Tell everybody where they can find your products.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can shop us on Amazon. Just make sure you have the correct spelling of Favorite.
F-A-B-R-Y-T.
F-A-V-O-R-Y-T.
O-R-Y-T. F-A-B-O-R-Y-T.
And then our website, we do have everything on our website. So that's a great place to stop. It is www.myfavorite, F-A-V-O-R-Y-T. brand.com.
Beautiful. Congratulations on this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love having people like you in here.
Yeah. We're going to have you back and we want to ride on that private jet.
Give me a couple years.
And I want your husband to give me some welding tips. Deal?
Yes.
Deal. Thank you so very much being here. Amy Woods. Favorite Brands. Look it up, folks. It's fantastic. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I get my wedding ring. Honey, my baby, put your love on your shelf. Give me no lies and keep your hands to yourself.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, Civic Media App. 6:51 in the morning, 25 degrees in Green Bay, 30 degrees in Appleton, 26 degrees in Oshkosh. What an interesting young lady. Amy Woods, fantastic. Love people that have the courage and the foresight and the all the other things you need to branch out and do something on your own. Favorite brands, Favoryt brands. They basically put it all together because they wanted it for themselves, right. And now it's become a success.
That happens. People are like, "This is why don't we have this?" It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If everybody wants it, maybe I'll make it or try it. And
it's like with my birdhouses. My birds needed places to live, so I mass produced birdhouses.
Nothing out there like a birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think this is a little bit more unique, a little bit more of a niche market, and I think she's going to be successful. The fact that she won that pitch contest at Hy-Vee says
huge.
A lot about her. So,
yeah. You know that world.
Have you gone to those pitch contests?
No. Is it kind of like Shark Tank?
Really, they don't. I don't know what Hy-Vee does. I've gone to some of those down in Milwaukee and what they do.
What is Hy-Vee? You keep saying Hy-Vee. What does that mean?
Hy-Vee is a grocery store.
Is it? Hy-Vee?
Yeah. That's probably the largest grocery store in Green Bay.
It's a big one.
It's Hy-Vee? Huge, Johnny.
They're based out of Iowa.
Aldi?
Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee.
H-Y-V-E-E.
You could fit five Aldis in a Hy-Vee.
I've never heard of Hy-Vee.
John, they are huge. They've got a restaurant inside. That is the largest grocery store in Brown County.
Bigger than Festival?
Big. Huh?
Bigger than Festival?
Oh, yeah. Might be.
It don't is.
I don't. I've never. I've
John,
literally have never. Where
John,
is
John? They're in Madison. In Ashwaubenon.
It's an experience.
It's right next to that. Is that called Buster Dave's? What's that like restaurant?
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. It's right next to that. It used to be Shopko.
All right. I literally have never heard of this store.
It's an experience.
Really?
Yeah.
It is. They.
How have I missed this?
Who knows? I think you're the only guy.
I don't think you have.
Like
quick
your
pull.
Polls. Oh,
quick
my
pull.
God, John.
Pull,
you are okay. going to get so smoked on this.
I don't think
this.
I will.
Have you heard of Hy-Vee? John, it's going to be 90.
I was in Hy-Y. Were you in Hy-Y?
Mino needs to get out more. Okay, that kind of sums up the poll. John, you.
Were you in Hy-Y in high school? Did you have
Hy-Y? We didn't have that.
Well, we had Hy-Y. It was a very exclusive men's club in high school. Very exclusive.
President's Club.
Huh?
We had the President's
whatever.
Club.
Yeah, it's very, very, yeah. Yeah. Only the hoity-toities got in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like National Honor Society? Was it academics or physical?
No. Just the cool guys.
I was prom king.
Were you really?
Boy, that just came out of nowhere. Yeah.
Well,
did that ever?
He was kind of making me feel like, wait a minute, he's the
didn't
cool
you go
guy.
To an all-boys school, though?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, I was thinking you went to
Promontre Jets.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that was all boys. No,
okay,
even more interesting story.
Yeah, that would be, no. Then who I went. You know,
you were prom king.
I went with Taylor. No,
at Roncalli.
Yes.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. Well, I'll be
that was fun. High school was that was a good time.
All right,
but no, we didn't. The academic people were in NHS, National Honor Society.
Yeah, I wasn't in that.
No, me either. Yeah. My sister was, but
yeah, mine too.
I could have never gotten that.
So, okay, quick poll. Have you ever heard of what's the name of this store?
John, they're going
to
be a
sponsor. So far, it's 100% yes. And,
totally.
Everybody and the tech knows said, them. Mino needs to get out more.
Right. Yeah. And Todd, the other thing, Hy-Vee has, I can't think of it. They have a burger place right in their store.
This is actually a really good idea.
What is?
This text that just came in.
You two should take a field trip, record John's reactions to the grocery store.
You would be like, wow.
Really?
You know, and, well, the festivals are great. We have great stores, Pick and Save. But Hy-Vee, when they came into the market, they check all the boxes in terms of the experience side of it. So let's do that.
All right. Just never been there. Never heard of it. All right.
That just, I almost can't. So, wow. I just, John, that surprises me that you've never heard of that, because that is a huge distribution of.
All right. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine. We're going to go there. And
yes.
We will record John's reaction. So
all right.
I'll take you there.
But they have a restaurant there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Burger.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm a big fan of the cheeseburger.
Yes. So
one of the all-time
we'll
great
that.
Foods.
Somebody texted in, you can have a beer before you grocery shop. I don't know if that's
serious.
True, but
yeah, I think so. I think they do have a liquor license at that I think they do. John.
Wow.
And she said there's two in Madison, right? Did you say that? I think she did.
There's a couple in Madison.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how I missed this.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
Have you heard of Costco?
Today is National Muffin Day.
Yes.
Should have a National Muffin Top Day. Remember that, Todd, from the old Seinfeld episode?
I would win that.
I know you would. National Love Your Pet Day.
Ugh.
This is your day, Jim.
It's every day. I mean, I said to Todd this morning when I National Love, that's like National Breathe Air Day. I mean, it's every day you're going to do that. Who would not love their pet every day? Why do you have to call it out?
All right.
I'm taking Milton. He's getting his hair done today.
Oh.
And then we'll take him to, because it is kind of a special day. We want to kind of honor that. And we're taking him to Petco, and he can pick out a toy.
Oh, good for him.
They have those things just at the right level.
And
you can only pick out one.
I hope he does a better job picking out a toy than he did picking out the what the weather was going to be like for the next 6 weeks.
But he nailed it, though, right?
He did.
He did.
Once they put peanut butter and a snack under it. Let's be honest here. National Cherry Pie Day. Do not like cherry pie. Do not like it. Do not like it. Do not like it.
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't. It's too tart.
Well,
you?
Put some sugar in there.
Ah.
I like it.
I don't
love it.
I don't like cherries.
I don't think I would order it. I think I'd order, pecan, pumpkin.
I'd order pecan or coconut cream.
Oh, that coconut cream. That's a niche market.
How do you not like, everybody likes coconut cream pie.
That is no way. That is 20% of the people.
Let's make a wager in this one.
I will.
We'll wager.
I will.
I bet I get over 50%.
Nope.
Coconut cream pie, yes or no?
No.
Coconut cream pie, yes or no?
No. Yeah, that's
we
fine.
Got a wager.
Yeah, that's fine.
You owe me $30.
I do.
We'll add this on to the word $5.
No, let's do
10.
No, take me out for pie after I win.
Okay, I'll do that.
Like, let's just go to, I don't know, Perkins.
Yeah,
or,
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to walk into like a Perkins.
But I don't like
and
pie.
And just have really. Oh, I do. See, and just not order food. You know, normally I get an omelet and pancakes and whatever. And just gonna order pie. Oh, a pecan pie. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, sir? Coconut cream. Okay. Anything else?
And they'll be okay with that.
No, I'm going to try the German apple and a big slice of cheddar cheese. I got to eat cheddar cheese with my pie. Don't you? I got to have. Oh, my God.
I have never had cheese.
I've got to have. That. My whole family grew up that way. You had to eat cheese with dessert. Were you allowed to eat meat without bread?
Allowed to eat meat without bread?
Yes.
Of course. What do you mean?
We were not allowed to eat like a piece of salami or supressa or capicola or anything like
that
if you didn't have bread with it. Huh. You could not just eat the meat. You had to have bread.
I don't think I had to be told
to be
that.
Oh, we had to be. Yeah. All right, we're going to start a quick break. My name is Mary Beckerness.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.